Back here at Dove Valley, time to preview Sunday's divisional game against the Indianapolis Colts, joined as always by News Radio 850 KOA's Dave Logan. Dave, I asked Coach Fox on Monday, what's different in the postseason, say in-game, what's the feel like? And he said, well, he called this the real season, and everyone knows it's win or go home. How much do things just get amped up? And then add on top of that, it's Andrew Luck and the Colts coming to town.
Oh, I think, not so much because it's Andrew Luck and the Colts, but I think anytime you have a chance to play in the playoffs, it's a different feeling. I mean, it's been a few years, but I remember back, you're really excited. There's a sense of urgency from the player's standpoint. There's a sense of excitement in terms of the preparation. You know that if you lose a game, your season's over. And so I think the teams that are able to sort of compartmentalize all those things and go out and play in a free way, not to give up turnovers and not to do stupid things, but the best teams are able to go out understanding the importance of the game and yet go out and let their abilities take over.
How can this team do that, this coaching staff, prepare these players for everyone who was here 11 months ago and felt that sting of losing the Super Bowl, knowing this is the first step to get back there?
Well, I think if the team is made of the right stuff, the coaches don't really have to do much in terms of reminding them that last year didn't end the way that we wanted it to end. So players are pretty aware of the guys that were here last year, that feeling they had in their mouths back in New Jersey. And I think they understand that. I think they have to take advantage of this opportunity. Might be their last home game. I mean, even if they win on Sunday, the chances are they might not have another home game. And so you couple that with the fact that we want to move on to the playoffs, and what you have is a really excited team ready to play.
We've talked on DenverBroncos.com enough this week about Manning Luck. Fine, they will never be on the field together. Let's just kind of move past that. But when you're looking at your flip card before the game, the defense you look at is going to look remarkably different from the Denver defense that started the postseason last year. Can that be the difference as the team tries to get to Arizona?
Oh, I think it has to be. I mean, I think this is as good a Bronco defense as we've seen in a long time here. And so I think from a coach's standpoint, you've got to feel real secure in that your defense can hold up against anybody, including Andrew Luck or Tom Brady or anybody else that they have to play. And so I think Denver's defense is going to be important to make the Colts one-dimensional. Maybe not as important with other teams because they're fairly one-dimensional anyway.
Right.
But I think the importance of being able to rush the quarterback with four and be very judicious in terms of where you come with your blitz packages. But Denver's ability to get Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware to disrupt Andrew Luck and move him off his spot, that is going to be as important to the Broncos winning, I think, as any component of the game.
As always, if you cannot catch the game on television, maybe you're driving around or at work, you can hear Dave Logan call it with Ed McCaffrey on News Radio 850 KOA. Game starts at 2:40, and Dave, I hope we can do a couple more of these this year.
As do I.
Here at Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Plenty more coverage on DenverBroncos.com.